हरि जयो गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जयो गिरिवरधारी जयो गिरिवरधारी जयो गिरिवरधारी जयो गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रज जनरञ्जन जय जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुञ्ज विहारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुञ्ज विहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुञ्ज विहारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुञ्ज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुञ्ज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम
श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे First of all, I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can say something purifying for myself and that we can all benefit from the exalted words of the people who would be assembled in the arena today, great Mahajans, which we will see. So I request for all your blessings, please. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please repeat. Nigamakalpatarorgalitam phalam sukhamukha amrita drvasamyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha narayanam namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tathojayam Mudiraya Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhagavati Bhakti Irbhavati Naistaki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we'll be reading from text numbers 21 to 23. I think so 23 is on the board. So 21 and 22 I'll read by myself. Text 21. Sri Bhamma Uvacha Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jaganmaya Munachinam Hrita Sarvasvam Nayam Arhati Nigraham. Translation. Lord Brahma said, O well-wisher and master of all living entities, O worshipable deity of all the demigods, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, now this man has been sufficiently punished, for you have taken everything. Now you can release him. He does not deserve to be punished more. Purport. When Lord Brahma saw that Prahlad Maharaj and Vindhyavali had already approached the Lord to ask for mercy for Bali Maharaj, he joined them and recommended Bali Maharaj's release on the grounds of worldly calculations. Text 22. Krishnate nena datta bhur loka karma jitascha ye niveditam charva cha sarvasvam atna viklavaya dhiya. Translation. Bali Maharaj had already offered everything to your lordship. Without hesitation, he has offered his land, the planets, and whatever else he earned by his pious activities, including even his own body. Text 23. Yat Padayor Ashatha Dhi Salilam Pradaya Durvankurer Api Vidhaya Satim Saparyam Api Uttamam Gatim Ashau Bhajate Trilokim Daswan अविक्लवा मनः कथम आर्तिम रुच्छेत। यत्पादयोर असिद्धि सलिलं प्रद्या दुर्वांकुरेर अपि विद्धया सतिम सपर्यम अपि उत्तमं गतिम असौ भजते त्रिलोकम्। दास्वन अक्लव अविक्लवा मना कथाम अर्थिम रच्छेत। यत्पादयोर असथाधि सलीलं प्रद्या दुर्वांकरुर अपि विद्धया सतिम सपर्याम अपि उत्तमं गतिम असौ भजते त्रिलोकम्। दास्वान अविक्लवा मना कथाम अर्थिम रचयेत। प्लीज चैंट। यत्पादयो असिति जदलिलं पताया दुर्वांकरेर अपि विधाय सतिं परवर्याम अपि उत्तमं गच्छतु अपि उत्तमं गतिम असतो भजते त्रिलोकम्। दास्वान अविक्लव मना कथम रतिम रचिते। माताजी यत्पादयोर असथाधि नलीलं प्रदाया दुर्वांकुरेर अपि विधया सतिं प्रद्याम अपि उत्तमं गतिम असतौ भजते त्रिलोकम्। यत्पादयोर असताधि बलिलं प्रदाया दुर्वांकुरेर अपि word for word meaning yat padayo at the lotus feet of your lordship asatha dhi a great minded person who's without duplicity. Salilam, water. Pradaya, offering. Durva, with fully grown grass. Ankurai, and with buds of flowers. Api, although. Vidhaya, offering. Satim, most exalted. Saparyam, with worship. Api, although. Uttamam, the most highly elevated. Gatim, destination. Asau, such a worshipper. Bhajate, deserves. Trilokim, the three worlds. Daswan, giving to you. Aviklava mana, without mental duplicity. Katham, how. Arthim, the distressed condition of being arrested. Richet, he deserves. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the spiritual world. This Bali Maharaj, without duplicity, has now offered everything in the three worlds. How then can he deserve to suffer from arrest? Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.26, it is stated, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhakti prayachati tad aham bhakti upapratam aishnami prayatmanaha. The Supreme Personality is so kind that if an unsophisticated person with devotion and without duplicity offers at the lotus feet of the Lord a little water, a flower, a fruit or a leaf, the Lord accepts it. Then the devotee is promoted to Vaikuntha, the spiritual world. Brahma drew the Lord's attention to this subject and requested that he release Bali Maharaj, who was suffering, being bound by the ropes of Varuna, and who had already given everything, including the three worlds and whatever he possessed. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Chalakya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine Namacharya Padaya Nitai Gapapadarne Gaurakta Kramadaya Nakara Kramadarne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Branda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This whole pastime of Bali Maharaj and Vamandev is full of many lessons, especially for me and for devotees who have just started out. Plenty of lessons, plenty of learnings which we can get from this, so that we can enrich our process of devotional service. I will just recount a few of them. One is Bali Maharaj's detachment and complete surrender. In fact, we will see surrender, how it is defined in the normal connotation as well as the Sanskrit and the Shastric versions of the word surrender, as well as the downfall which pride includes in its stride. Humility shown by Bali Maharaj and other devotees to get Lord's favor, compassion shown by the Lord towards his devotees, and benefits of having faith on the Shastras. And these are the kind of points which we will try and examine and see how best they can help us in this path of devotional service which we have all embarked. Now this imparting of lessons is all the more important, especially when we find that in this assembly there, where these words are being spoken about Bali Maharaj and the Lord himself is present, the assembly of the Mahajans, like Brahma is a Mahajan, Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahajan, Bali Maharaj himself is a Mahajan, and this is being spoken by none other than Shukadeva Goswami, who is also a Mahajan. So when we have an exalted gathering of this type, naturally the katha will be of a very high order, and we need to understand and learn few things from them. And who is it spoken to? Parikshit Maharaj, although he is not a Mahajan by himself, but he is a personality exemplar. That is, he is a very exalted personality who has perfected his life by the art of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. So this is the kind of a setting in which we find ourselves. So it's a very, very auspicious, very exalted setting. Now, the fact that this type of a setting is there, and what are we to learn from, is brought out by the verse number 22 in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll just read from the verse itself. Shri Vishnu Shravane, that is, hearing about Vishnu, is Parikshit Maharaj. Abhavad Vayasakhi Kirtane, Vayasakhi is Sukadeva Goswami himself. Prahlad Smarane, Prahlad Maharaj is remembering the Lord. Tad Angri Bhajane Lakshmi, Lakshmi is massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. Prithu Pujane, Akrurastva Abhivandane, Akrura is offering choicest of prayers to the Lord. Kapipatir Dashye, Hanumanji, he is acting as a servant to the Lord. Tha Sakhya Arjuna, Arjuna is acting as the friend of the Lord. Then we come to this topic. Sarvastama Nivedana Balir Abudu Abut Krishnaptir Esham Para. Srila Prabhupada translates this as, Maharaj Parikshit attained the highest perfection, shelter at Lord Krishna's lotus feet, simply by hearing about Lord Vishnu. Sukadeva Goswami attained perfection simply by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj attained perfection by remembering the Lord. The goddess of fortune attained perfection by massaging the lotus transcendental legs of Mahavishnu. Maharaj Prithu attained perfection by worshipping the deity, and Akrura attained perfection by offering prayers unto the Lord. Vajrangaji, Hanumanji attained perfection by rendering service to Lord Ramchandra, and Arjuna attained perfection simply by being Krishna's friend. Lastly, Bali Maharaj attained perfection by dedicating everything to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the kind of a setting which, in which this, these verses take place. But right at the beginning, we find that quite a few of these exalted personalities, they themselves are bewildered by the actions of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj and Brahmaji himself is quite bewildered that he says that Bali Maharaj has offered everything to yourself. That is, it's not a few areas of the land which he possesses. It's all the three worlds which he had under his reign. And he has surrendered everything. So, Bali Maharaj is in, Brahmaji is slightly puzzled as to why the Lord should bind him up and arrest him, chastise him, is quite puzzled. On the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers, requesting the Lord that yes, please release him, he has done so much for you. Bali Maharaj's wife, of course, she recounts, as we heard yesterday, what were the faults in the thinking of Bali Maharaj, but yet the Lord could forgive him. So, but then the Lord takes the extra step of binding Bali Maharaj and arresting him. Now, there are reasons for all of this, because I heard in one of the lectures given by Harila Prabhu that he made a very emphatic statement, and I heard it about 2 or 3 years ago, and it stuck with me in my mind ever since. He made one statement that Krishna is always right. At first, we may not be able to understand what Krishna is doing. Maybe later on, he will be compassionate enough to bring it to our knowledge as to why he did a certain thing in a certain point in time in our life. But he emphasized again and again in that lecture that Krishna is always right. So, that with that understanding, we'll try and see how this sloka unfolds. First of all, Bali Maharaj, he glorifies the Lord before he makes the petition. He calls him Bhuta Bhavana, well-wisher of everyone. Certainly the Lord wishes well. He wants all of us to come back to him. In fact, his desire of all of us coming back, rendering service unto him, is much more than, for example, people like me who have blocks in our thinking that yes, if I do this, what will happen? If I do that, what will happen? Whereas he wants us, all of us, back. So he is a well-wisher of everyone. He is also called Bhutesh, which is what Brahmaji is glorifying the Lord. The Lord and Master of all living entities. Deva Deva, that is, he is a worshipful deity of all the devatas. Now, we all also look upon the devatas, worship them. They are such exalted personalities. They are certainly ahead of us. But then, Krishna is the devata of all of these devatas also. He is the worshipful deity of all of them. And lastly, he says, Jagan Maya, all-pervading one. So, this way, Brahmaji glorifies the Lord and tries to entreat him, plead with him that yes, Bali Maharaj has done quite a lot for you. In fact, he takes the example of Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. If we examine that verse in a little bit of a detail, the articles mentioned there are all in singular. Patram is one leaf, Pushpam is one flower, like that. I mean, it's not that the Lord wants quite a lot. He would be satisfied even in the singular of what he wants. And Balima, Brahmaji is trying to say that, yes, look, he has given you all the three worlds, where within the world there will be so much of flowers, there will be so much of water, there will be so much of fruits. Everything has been given to your lotus feet. So, whereas the Lord has bound Bali Maharaj, he has arrested him. In fact, Garuda in fact ties him with the Varuna ropes. And it's not a very comfortable situation for Bali Maharaj himself. Now, we all know that Shastras are full of examples where a devotee with a clear heart, with no hidden agenda, he does something very insignificant, but then the benefits which he reaps, that is, he does something very insignificant for the Lord. Maybe the insignificant could be by virtue of our material eyes, but then for the Lord it is something very, very significant. For instance, I heard this pastime that there was a prostitute. She went to a temple. She was chewing betel nuts. She went to a temple and she spat on the wall. The place where she spat, there was a crevice. Whatever she spat, it covered the crevice. The Lord took it that yes, she has covered the wall. And she was promoted to the heavenly planets. She did it without any intention. She did it without any thinking. But then, this is what is the Lord's reciprocation. Next to Sudama. We all know this pastime that yes, he took this bit of chipped rice and he was very hesitant to offer it to the Lord because he had been walking for n number of days. He was sweating, this, that, etc. It was not very clean. But then the Lord himself reminded him of that Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, this thing, verse, and snatched it from Sudama because he could read Sudama's heart. Similarly, we've seen the rat which was trying to gnaw at the ghee in the wick, but somehow it got entangled. The wick burnt the rat, and in trying to save itself, it was doing somersaults, but the Lord thought it was offering arati. It went back home. So, people do things in a very insignificant manner, but then they reap rewards much in excess. Similarly, Duryodhan, he wanted to offer a very grand feast to the Lord, but his agenda was slightly different. But the Lord did not go there. He went to the house of Vidura. And what was he fed? He was fed banana peels by his wife. And he said that yes, he relished those peels because they were offered with love. And that is what the Lord is looking at. Well, I'm going to share with you something personal. It's not against anybody. But then often I find, an offering is made, plate is made, done up very nicely, it's kept on the altar. The curtains are drawn, bell is rung, mantra is recited, walks off. Again, I repeat, I'm not saying this against anybody, but then it sort of struck me that these actions are similar to our putting a plate in a microwave oven, shutting the door, pushing the buttons, it whirring, opening the door, we taking it out, food is prepared. That should not be the mood. When we do the offering, yes, the Lord is there personally. We beg that, yes, this is all I can do at this point in time. we do the offering. And even as Lord mentions himself, you offer it with love, he takes it. You give him chapan bhog, but just like putting it in a microwave oven. In fact, I heard a very senior sannyasi telling us that half the time when we do the offering, the Lord may not be taking it. But if at all he does take it, it is because of the Tulsi Maharani there. She is very exalted. She sees to it that yes, forgive these faults, but then yes, please take it. So this is the kind of a compassion which is shown and reciprocation which is shown by the Lord. So all we got to do is to see that yes, when we do this offering, that yes, we do it, that yes, the Lord is there, and we plead with the Lord that yes, this is the offering for you, please accept. And the Lord is not concerned with a 56 item plate, whatever. Whatever little we offer, he knows our capacity. So that's what he is looking at, and that is what is being mentioned here by Brahmaji. That yes, Bali Maharaj, when he is pleading to Krishna, that yes, please release him. Muncha is the word which he is using. That please release him. He doesn't have a subsidiary agenda. He has given up everything for you. So Brahmaji is pleading. So all this, even offerings, what we do, etc., is in that line of worship. Brahmaji mentions one more thing which is very significant, is the word surrender. Now a normal, maybe a Chambers dictionary or an Oxford dictionary, the word surrender would have a connotation that yes, when say I surrender to you, that means I have lost, be it a battle or a game or whatever. And whatever I have is then I relinquish all authority over that and it's yours. This is the kind of a connotation in which we understand the word surrender in a normal material parlance. If there is a war which is being fought by two different countries, say country A loses to country B, so that means say the territory which country A has is ceded to country B. So this is surrender. Whereas in Sanskrit, the word surrender has a different connotation altogether. In the material thing we saw, the surrender means we lose what we have. On the other hand, surrender means, especially when we say we surrender to the spiritual master at the time of initiation, we come under his shelter. That is the meaning of surrender. It's not that we forsake what we have. Surrender means we come under a shelter of a higher authority. So unlike a material connotation where we lose when we surrender, in a spiritual environment when we surrender, we stand to gain. Because we are coming under the shelter of a higher authority. So this is again a word which Brahmaji uses, and he uses it in this context that yes, Bali Maharaj has surrendered to him. Now we come to the place where the Lord has bound him and has arrested Bali Maharaj, which is what is bewildering the minds of Brahmaji as to why he has done that. Of course, there are reasons for that, and I heard in one of the lectures that Bali Maharaj was cursed. We all know by Shukracharya. That came much later. Actually, Bali Maharaj was cursed by his own grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. It is there in the Puranas. It happened this way that Bali Maharaj was, after conquering all the worlds, he was performing the Ashwamedha Yajna. It was possibly in the third month. And crescendo was building up. But suddenly Bali Maharaj noticed certain inauspicious signs. Power of the demons were declining. Their aura, glory, were all coming down. So he thought there was a mismatch. So he checked with Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj immediately went into a meditation. And he came to know that his worshipable master has incarnated as Vamandev in the womb of Aditi. So immediately, in an arrogant fashion, Bali Maharaj says, "So what? We have got such a big army at our disposal. We can overcome him. Who is this Vishnu?" Prahlad Maharaj became very angry at that outburst. He cursed him. "You will lose all your opulence and you will fall down." Mind you, he was his own grandson. Little later he realized that yes, maybe this is a little heavy. He said, "Don't worry, you will become a good devotee." So this was one thing, episode which was playing out. And actually the main reason, the apparent reason which we can come to know when we read the pages of Bhagavatam, especially this chapter, is that Bali Maharaj, having conquered all these three worlds, he had become very proud. And the Lord, if he cannot tolerate something, that is pride in the heart of his devotee. He can tolerate maybe material sense gratification or few other things, fine. Small issues. But pride, he definitely wants to root it out totally. So, Vishnu said that his actions portray that yes, this pride has to be removed. So, Bali Maharaj was bound up, and what do we see of Bali Maharaj's reciprocation? Bali Maharaj, at no point in time did he complain, "Why me? Why me? Why I have given everything to you?" Nothing. He knew that yes, he is in trouble, and he gave up everything, beginning from the time he disobeyed his own spiritual master, who was trying to dissuade him giving the whatever he had, or the 3 paces of land. He told him that, but in spite of that, Bali Maharaj was very fixated that yes, no, I will give these 3 paces of land which this Brahmana is asking. And he said that yes, what I am doing is right. So he went against his own spiritual master, and when he saw that yes, the 3 paces of land, the second pace itself, the Lord has covered everything, he knew that yes, he has lost everything. But in spite of that, he offered his own body, thinking that yes, he is the possessor of the body. He offered his own body, which shows complete Atmanivedana. He doesn't have anything for himself. He has given everything to the Lord. So, Bali Maharaj at last could come to this understanding that yes, he has to give everything to the Lord. Bali Maharaj portrayed himself in a very humble position. And as we saw earlier, the Lord does not like pride fostering in the heart of a devotee. Example, Keshav Kashmiri, when the Digvijay Pandit, when he came to Nimai Pandit and he was trying to argue with him that yes, so Nimai Pandit, he acted in a very humble manner, but then we all know the way Nimai defeated Keshav Kashmiri. And at the end, this is the strategy of the Lord, that he practically decimated the Keshav Kashmiri, but then afterwards he started offering sweet words to Keshav Kashmiri so as not to completely destroy him but to bring him back onto his feet by saying that, yes, you are such a great poet, even I could not have done this. You have done a wonderful rendition of 100 slokas on Mother Ganges in such a short while. I mean, he, and nobody else could do that. So he sort of gave an enthusiasm to Keshav Kashmiri that, yes, you are okay, it doesn't matter. So this is a kind of a strategy that, yes, the Lord, he will test us only to the extent that we can bear. That faith we need to have. Coming back to this equation of pride, I mean, we see in a normal everyday existence, let us take an example of a student. He has just appeared for an exam, the results are out. The exam was pretty tough. He comes home, tells his mother, I have just been able to pass. The mother is naturally very annoyed. What do you mean, just been able to pass? We have given you the best of tuitions, we have given you the best of facilities. You should have scored excellent marks. I don't accept all of this. She starts berating him. Then the child says, mother, just hold on. Hold your horses. You know what has happened? There is only one boy in front of me who has scored above me. And all the other students have failed. Immediately the heart of the mother changes. Oh, you are the one who passed? The others have failed? Oh, you are a good boy. You see the thinking that, yes, others do not have, you have, you are okay. Although in the earlier instance, whatever he has secured was not par for the course. So this is the kind of a thinking which Lord wants to eliminate. This is again another pastime which I heard in one of the lectures, that a very senior Vaishnava, he came to Vrindavan. He was going from one place to another. He hired a tanga. You all know what a tanga is, I suppose. A carriage drawn by a horse, whatever. So the Brajvasi was driving the tanga. They fixed that going from point A to point B, this will be the amount of rupees. He had to take a little bit of a circuitous route. When he reached that place, he said, instead of say 20 rupees, I want 30 rupees. Now, the devotee got a little annoyed, ki, how can you overcharge me? And it became pretty wild. At the end of it, the devotee punched that tanga wala. Then he realized he has made a mistake. So what he did was, he gave the 30 rupees to him. The tanga wala refused. He started crying. He refused. He put his head down. He took the tanga and without taking the Lakshmi, he went away. The devotee then recounted that after he left Vrindavan, for the next 7 years, he tried coming back to Vrindavan on various occasions. He got the tickets, but at the last moment, there was some obstacle or the other. He was not able to make it to Vrindavan for 7 years. He was ruminating on that. He was thinking that, yes, this could be the cause, my punch. So this is the kind of an activity which the Lord does not like. I will end this class by, we've just had Rath Yatra, maybe one pastime or two pastimes if the time permits. There was one devotee called Udayan Acharya. Maybe all of you know, some of you may not know, so I'll just recount this. He was a highly learned pandit. He had come to Jagannath Puri. And before he went to the temple, he was studying the Skanda Purana. And he came across a verse, Yatra Shaksha Jagannatha Shankha Chakra Gadadhara Janutam Darshanam Mukti Yo Dadati Kripanidhi. Meaning, anybody who takes darshan of the Lord with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, he is liberated. This is what is mentioned in the Skanda Purana. This Udayan Acharya, you are a jnani. He said, no, this is not possible. Millions of devotees who go to take darshan, you mean to say everybody is getting liberated? No, it's not possible. Okay, next day he went to the temple to take darshan. He said, let's see if I am getting liberated. That was the mood with which he went. Jagannathji understood. Morning, they were opening the door for Mangalarti. The doors would not open. The doors got jammed. They called the sipais. They tried their best. No way. They sent message to the king to send his soldiers to try and open the door. No way. The door is not opening. The whole day passed. The door did not open. Jagannathji conveyed to the head priest at the end of the day, look, there is one person called Udayan Acharya. He does not believe that anybody who takes my darshan can be liberated. I don't want to see him. Please ask him to leave. So these priests were flabbergasted how to get hold of this. So they went around, asked Udayan Acharya. He said. At last somebody said, yes, I am Udayan Acharya. What happened? He said, please get lost. Why? Jagannathji doesn't want to see you. He said, why? Then they explained that, yes, you had this doubt. This is it. Then Udayan Acharya realized that, yes, he has made a mistake. So inwardly he meditated to Jagannathji and he said, no, let me come to the temple. I want to pray in a humble manner. I just want to beg forgiveness. He came to the temple. He paid his obeisances. Door opened. The doors opened because Jagannathji knew that, yes, the pride in his heart has gone out. Similarly, the other pastime, again with Jagannath. Jagannathji's pastimes are simply wonderful. And His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he has really a beautiful rendition of all these Jagannathji pastimes. This pastime I heard from Maharaj at least about 4 or 5 times. And each time I hear this pastime, I find that, yes, there is something new he is adding. I'll try to just concisely finish because we are nearing time. There was an old Brahmin priest, Talicha Mahapatra. He had been serving Lord Jagannath for X number of years. He was a very poor Brahmin. And the normal custom in Puri is that the king of Puri, whenever he comes to take darshan, he is taken right inside the sanctum sanctorium. And he is given as Mahaprasad the garland worn by Lord Jagannath. Now on a particular morning when the king was supposed to come, Talicha Mahapatra, he noticed that there was no garland on Jagannath. On the other hand, he himself had a garland on his neck. What he did, he hastily, he took out that garland, put it on Jagannathji. And the king came and he said, where is my Mahaprasad? He gave that garland to the king. King was very happy. He smelt it. Wonderful jui mala. He took it home to his palace. He was admiring the garland when he saw a strand of hair. Hair on the garland. Now he said, Jagannathji does not have hair. How did this come? That priest, Talicha Mahapatra, he must have done some mischief. He must have taken his own garland, put it on Jagannath and given it to me. He called for that priest and asked him, where did this hair come from? The priest, he knew he was in trouble. He prayed. And he said, Jagannathji has hair. He said, who told you Jagannathji has? King is asking, who told you Jagannathji has? Priest is saying, okay, you come tomorrow. You see, Jagannathji will have hair. He said, okay, I will come tomorrow. And if he does not have hair, you are going to be killed. So, priest knew he had it. So, he went, he did his pujas to Jagannathji. Inwardly, he was very sad that yes, today is the last day. But he told that, look, what could I do? I could not do anything. Jagannathji understood his mind. And the priest went to bed without taking anything. Jagannathji came to him in his dream. He said, don't worry. You tell the king that yes, Jagannathji has hair, and rest you leave it to me. Next day morning the king came and said, yes, okay, I want to take darshan of the Lord. This priest was washing vessels. He was confident that yes, Jagannathji is going to rescue me. He said, yes, you go take darshan. I mean, that is the kind of a confidence he had on the Lord. And the king went inside, and lo and behold, Jagannathji had good amount of hair on his head. King was again skeptical. He thought that he must have put some wig on Jagannathji with some glue. So he went behind and he tried to pull the hair. When he tried to pull the hair would not come, but then blood started flowing from the head of Jagannathji. When he saw the blood, the king actually lost consciousness. And thereafter, when he woke up, he realized the high pedestal on which the priest was sitting because of his immense faith on Jagannath. That is what is required. When we give the offering to our deities in the house, it's not made of stone, printed paper or whatever. Krishna himself is there. So with that kind of a feeling, faith, we do the offering. He moves mountains. Hare Krishna.
श्रीमद् भागवतम ग्रंथराज की जय चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय शिल प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे
I'm sorry we have run out of time and no time for questions sorry